You know, it's fun, and especially when you can turn your hobby into your profession, it's something you don't measure in terms of money.
Winemaker Peter Althaus was born in Switzerland in October 1941. In 1989, him and his wife Ruth bought the Stony Vineyard in the Colt River Valley and saw a huge potential in Tasmanian wine. Here's Peter speaking to Brand Tasmania 10 years ago.
The conditions here, especially here in the Colt River Valley, excellent to grow grapes and make good wine.
Greg Malik, who owns Pressing Matters Winery in the Colt River Valley, remembers Peter as a good friend and a passionate winemaker. I started off by asking Greg when him and Peter first met.
1990, George Park put his vineyard up for sale, and I was interested in buying it at one stage, and my wife was not so interested. And suddenly, out of nowhere, this Swiss retired computer engineer bought it.
So he just moved from Switzerland on a whim, what, about 30 years ago?
Yes, well, more than a whim, he decided to retire early, and he looked around the world for what he thought was a new area which could produce world-class wines, and he settled on Tasmania. He travelled the world looking in places. I think he looked at South America, he looked at some other areas as well, and he liked the climate down here. He thought the cool climate was very similar to Bordeaux. He was very much an aficionado of Bordeaux wines and Italian Nebbiolos, and he thought it showed great potential. He was a self-taught vigneron. He actually trained as a mechanical engineer, and then transferred into servicing IBM computers when they used to take up the size of a room.
And then he taught himself how to make wine.
Yeah, and he was president of one of the major branches of the Swiss Winemaking Federation, and used to tour, he and his wife used to do wine tours throughout Europe and organise them. And he had a great understanding and appreciation of wine. And he just saw in Tasmania potential a lot of other people hadn't seen. Of course, us Tasmanians knew about it, but not too many people outside Tasmania in those days fully appreciated it.
And so what did he set up here in Tassie? What's his legacy for Tasmanian wine? What did he achieve?
He achieved an enormous amount, and I often don't think he's been given significant recognition of what he did for the state. He transformed Stony Vineyard from a one-hectare vineyard with mixed varieties into 11 hectares with world-class Pinot Noir and Cabernet blends. He could be very stubborn. He liked Cabernet. He loved Bordeaux wines. And he thought Tasmania could produce some great ones. And he looked very carefully at the soil profiles at Stony Vineyard and realised the bit up the top which had the limestone was good for Pinot Noir, and the rest of the vineyard he thought was more suited to Cabernet, and down on the flats, Merlot. He built a world-class winery and tasting / reception catering centre. And even though he wouldn't be able to use the winery, wouldn't have much use for the winery for at least 3 to 4 years until some of the new plantings came on, he set it up, and it was all fully integrated. And he did an enormous amount for the Tasmanian wine industry. For instance, Andrew Hood, who helped a great deal with the development of the expansion of the industry with his contract winemaking, came down to Tasmania, and a contract he thought he had in place didn't eventuate, and he was left stranded. And Peter and Ruth said, "We use our multi-million dollar winery to set yourself up and start your contract winemaking, and all you've got to pay for is the use of electricity." It's an extraordinary generous and gesture, and very beneficial for Tasmanian wine industry as a whole.
So when he moved here, I think it was 89, is that right, that he set up the winery? What do you know much about what Tasmanian the wine industry was like back then, and how did he contribute to its growth?
Well, it was expanding, and there have been an enormous number of vineyards planted since then. And Peter did several things. One, he took our wines to Europe and China and promoted them very actively. He got some outstanding reviews from Jancis Robinson, who probably was one of the world's leading wine critics. And when she started espousing about the greatness of Peter's Cabernets, people started taking notice. His wines were actually a lot more elegant than the standard Tasmanian Cabernets, and therefore took a while to be accepted by the mainstream Cabernet drinkers in Australia. But in Europe, they took off and sold extremely well, as they did in China.
And so he moved back to Switzerland, his home country, a couple of years ago. Did you guys stay in touch?
Yes. What happened is that Ruth was ill, and so Peter and Ruth moved back to Switzerland. Unfortunately, Ruth died in January 2019, And Peter was due to come back to Tasmania last year, but COVID stopped that. And then I exchanged emails with him, in fact, on Christmas Day. And unfortunately, New Year's Day, he had a fall and died from complications from the fall the next day.
How will you remember Peter?
Oh, passionate, can be incredibly stubborn, almost a Calvinistic zeal, but he was very generous, incredibly ethical. A man who promoted not only Tasmanian wine industry, but also music and arts in Tasmania. He's a great supporter of the TSO, Music Aviva, 10 Days on the Island. He used to hold concerts out at Marilla. He's a great supporter of Tasmanian artists, including Stephen Walker. He was just a highly ethical, principled and generous man.